everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the third annual.
It's Pancake Day!
This week, this year, brought to you by Dollar Shave Club and Nature Box. We'll be talking about both of those fine companies and their fine products
Dollar Shave Club
in the show.
Makes the best
How
pancakes.
Happy are you that I introduced you to Shrove Tuesday?
AKA Pancake Day. So, I can't believe it's one of those things where it's like, I thought you were full of shit and that you were absolutely just trying to fuck with us. And now we're here with a fine selection of toppings and and with professional pancake makers.
I think it's the best contribution
we have pancake makers.
We have pancake makers.
Professional pancake makers.
From Kirby Lane. It's a local Austin.
I love Kirby Lane. I love the Paris, Texas. It's a good breakfast.
Are you insulted that we have professional pancake makers and not you, Bernie?
No, it means I get to eat like free pancakes. We'll see. Due
to scheduling conflicts, I wasn't 100% sure if Bernie was going to be here. So I wanted to make sure we continued the tradition of pancakes, and I'm not going to fucking cook pancakes.
I would have done it.
Didn't you miss like an important business venture to be here or something?
I did. I was cast in a new movie, and they were going to shoot back-to-back days, and I was like, this is going to sound like a strange reason why I can't shoot on Monday, but I have to be in Austin to eat pancakes. And so they moved me. They moved me originally to Friday, but now I got to go back Wednesday.
That's nice that they changed the schedule for you just
for
pancakes.
It was pretty far in advance.
Okay.
Like, I looked at the schedule and they said, are you available these days? I looked. I saw that Mardi Gras was the day after. I was like, oh, no, I can't. I got to eat pancakes. So I came back for that.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
Introduce
yourself.
Yeah. Well,
I'm Gus.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Bernie.
And I'm Gus.
All right. So I was traveling. Ashley makes a good traveling companion because she's really good on navigation when I'm in a city that we're not familiar with. And I've been going to LA for probably 15 years at this point. I don't know what it is about that city. I cannot learn how to get around in that city at all.
All you need is just to sit down with a map.
I've done it.
You have?
The closest I've got with that, Gavin, is I know the different regions and how they relate to one another.
Yeah.
Like I had to go to Van Nuys for something.
I think I'm the 405.
You're right. That's how you do it. Get on the 405. You nailed it. But I went there with Matt like several different times. Have you guys ever traveled with Matt?
No.
Yeah.
It's a terrible experience. It's a terrible experience. Because when he's navigating, he is an awful navigator with Google Maps. He's just terrible with it.
Is he one of those people that the turn's coming up and before saying like, oh, you're going to turn left in a second, he's just like, oh, turn left.
No, he's even worse. Like to make a turn, he'll go, okay, 4 miles, take a left. And that's it. He checks out immediately. And then it's like, I'm supposed to remember in 4 miles.
Calculate in your head.
Yeah, to take a left. And then he'll completely forget it.
I love how casually Matt can play off stuff when it doesn't work. Like if he buggers something up, he'd be like, oh, I guess that didn't work. Weird. And he's like, there's never any ownership of it.
When Matt was directing Laser Team, the crew kept commenting how calm he was. Yeah. Like, I guess they're used to working with directors who just lose their shit and fly off the handle. But Matt's like Matt's like a quiet crazy. I have a couple things here. I've been like stockpiling stuff that show why Matt's crazy.
Do you have a document of why Matt's crazy?
I make notes on stuff. That's what my laptop is. Also, if you want to tweet us at hashtag RT Podcast, we can take questions or comments and all that stuff.
We can also take your pancake requests, your dream pancake.
Should we get some pancakes started?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do we want to introduce our pancake makers?
Please do.
Yeah. They have mics.
They have mics. Yeah, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Morgan Messick.
I'm Allison Jackson,
and we work for Kirby Lane Cafe.
We're so happy to have you here.
Yes,
making pancakes.
Do not disappoint us.
We're excited to be here.
Kirby Lane is a cafe that's a local. I just spit a piece of food on my microphone. See that part? That's a little piece of strawberry. Kirby Lane is a cafe that is in Austin. It's not that far away from our studio. It's on Kirby Lane, but then they opened multiple locations and didn't change the name. So you have like Kirby Lane Cafe on Lamar Boulevard, for instance.
I didn't know it was on Kirby Lane. I thought it was just the name of the place.
Yeah, it's right down off.
It's off of like 35th, just north of 35th.
Oh, I just learned something.
Yeah. Just like west of Lamar.
Yeah. The one down south, it used to be where, and this is a restaurant we've talked about before, it used to be where Gordo's is.
Yes.
And Gordo's is the all donut restaurant.
Yes.
Not associated with Pancake Tuesday in any way.
So one
not
pastry.
Not sanctioned by this podcast.
One pastry was swapped for another pastry, basically.
All right, so what's on the menu?
Real fast before we get to the menu, someone tweeted at us that since Pizza Hut had the official Rooster Teeth podcast pizza, that we should have IHOP make the official pancake.
No.
Kirby
absolutely
Lane.
Not.
Local flavor.
Yeah, local. And no
vinegar drizzle on this one.
Hey, the balsamic vinegar drizzle was actually really good on that pizza.
Have you had it yet, Gav?
No.
You haven't had the Pizza Hut RT podcast
pizza? We had it here.
You just didn't eat it.
I was new.
We did?
Yeah, I
wasn't here for that.
Yeah, we've had it before.
I hate Pizza Hut.
You?
Thanks for sponsoring our pizza.
What, you're not a fan? Listen, everyone's real in particular with the pizza place they like. You don't like Pizza Hut?
No.
What do you like?
I don't like any, like, order-in pizza. I don't like Domino's. It's all just grease.
You don't like order-in pizza?
I don't like
Gaddy's. What, do you like a fancy pizza restaurant that you go to with a sit-down
and tablecloths?
Have you ever been to Buffalina? The place is good.
No.
What is that? What is that?
You don't like it?
No.
It's good pizza,
it's
man.
It's, like, way too pretentious and, like, way too fancy. Like, they have that one that's, like, a salad pizza.
Even the name Buffalo.
You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like the one that you can't see the fucking pizza.
That's some delicious leaves on that pizza.
Awful.
There's a pizza I think you would like that. I forget the restaurant, but it's in Canada. It's a poutine pizza.
Ooh.
So there's French fries and gravy and melted cheese.
That sounds gross.
It's actually terrible.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not good.
I was telling Barbara earlier today. Sorry, I don't want to derail too long from your.
Yeah, somebody's like, literally, please tell us why Matt's insane on Twitter.
I was telling Barbara earlier today that I reached a new level in like social awkwardness and social anxiety.
You?
So you know, there's a bunch of services you can use in Austin to get things like takeout food delivered to you that places that normally don't deliver, and there's another service you can order groceries, and they'll come and they'll like you just pick all the groceries you want online. Someone goes, buys all the groceries, and brings them to your house and gives
them to
you.
You're talking about Instacart.
Yes.
Everyone in this office uses Instacart. I haven't been to a grocery store in like 3 months at this point.
It's amazing.
I made an Instacart order over the weekend, and I thought, God, you know, I really don't want to see this person. Like,
you don't want to see the delivery person?
No. I was like, is there a way I can get my groceries delivered and not have
Gus.
To see them?
Is so it in the special notes, person?
In the notes, I put, please do not knock on my door or ring my doorbell. Just leave the groceries on front of my door and send me a text when you're gone.
Did you really do that?
Yes,
did they do that?
Oh my God.
I was like, I didn't have to see anybody. I just opened my door and food was right there.
You know,
that's the dream. That's the ultimate dream.
No,
though.
It's not.
That's really
you don't have to deal with a single human being. You get your food and you don't have to even leave your house or
honestly,
talk to anybody.
I would prefer that, but I would be way too scared to ask for them to just leave it and silently walk
like, away. I knew they were coming. Like, I saw them pulling up in their cars. Like, oh, I gotta hide.
But you can also track it, though. So you know when they arrive at your house and when your groceries are actually delivered.
Well, they will. They have an option now where you can turn it off. Before, it's like you would have replacements if things weren't available. And they would call you from the store and say, oh, I couldn't get the whatever. I couldn't get the yogurt with the cherry mix-ins. All I could do is to get the one with the blueberry mix-in. So is that okay? And you're like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And I uncheck that box, like, just replace it. Don't call me. I don't want to know. Just show up at the front door and, like, just tell me what you had to replace stuff with. I don't care. And then, of course, I realize now I have to have a conversation face-to-face when they tell me everything they replaced. Now they show up at the door. Mm. But I don't tell them to, like, stand in my front yard and push the food to the front door with a stick or anything like that.
That's not a bad idea. I should just, like, I should come up with, like a pulley and a cart or a basket that goes out to them.
I always want to write something funny in the comments. Typically, people will ask you, like, the pizza places, they ask you to draw on the package.
Yeah.
Or draw something stupid. I just want to, like, make ridiculous things. Like, get this, get that. Do not look at the eggs. Like, just don't for too long. Just, like, random. Like, basically, I don't want to do what Gus does in real life.
Yeah.
Which is make absurd, crazy demands of someone who's doing me
eggs.
A service.
You should get a little dumbwaiter for your house. Do you have an upstairs?
Yeah.
Just do it. Have them lob it in a basket and then, like, on a pulley, just pull it up to the window.
Like, the floor is lava. I can't come down.
You should install, like, a megaphone that, like, speaks outside your house. Like, just leave the groceries
like
and walk away.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Maybe the street passing. All right. Before I go back to the math thing, though, let's get some pancakes going. Because this is the whole purpose of tonight.
Yeah.
So, what is on the menu?
Vegan selection, strawberry lemonade, pumpkin. Morgan's over here cooking up blueberry.
And oatmeal raisin.
Ooh.
And
I'm
I see you guys
anything
have
with raisins
lots of
in
toppings.
It. I'll say that right now.
Yes.
And we have toppings as well.
Yeah.
When we told people this morning at the morning meeting that we were going to have some people coming down cooking pancakes for us, the first word out of Brandon's mouth was pumpkin. And, yes. I think we told him no pumpkin, but we'll have to text him.
Curly Lane has a pancake of the month or week.
We do. We alternate pancakes of the week, and we usually have like a vegan special along with like a regular special, and then we have one seasonal pancake. Right now, it's still on winter, so it's still pumpkin, but it's about to move into the spring. So,
do you have anything gluten free? Does that even exist in pancake form?
We do, not with us today.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
No, it's, no
don't apologize.
No apologize.
We offer a gluten free
John
gingerbread.
Reisinger can't have.
Yeah,
one.
We're not John.
Yeah, we're okay. I'm just curious. Like, what would a gluten free pancake be? Just like
cardboard.
Tears and disappointment in like a circular form.
it's kind of horrible.
Is there any food that can't be gluten free? Like, is there an all gluten food?
Like wheat bread probably couldn't be gluten-free.
Gluten can't be gluten-free.
Can you take wheat and separate the gluten? Like if you shake it up enough or something like that.
I don't even really understand what gluten
boil off the gluten.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel actually did a funny bit where he'd walk around in California at like on like Hollywood Boulevard. And he'd ask people, are you healthy? And they say, oh, yeah. And they say, are you gluten-free? They go, oh, absolutely. You go, what is gluten? And nobody, to a person, nobody knew what gluten was.
Really?
But they were all absolutely gluten-free.
It's too small. Like, stuff gets too small, you don't care anymore.
It is true, if it gets small enough.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you care about your looks, but do you care about, like, a really small piece of your face?
You mean, like, do I care about how I look right here?
Yeah, just, like, right there. You don't care?
No, I don't care. Unless you have a zit, and then you're worried about that.
Good point. Good point.
What is that, Gus?
We got some early test vegan pancakes here.
Vegan? Oh,
what would be a non-vegan pancake?
I guess using...
Yeah, but what's it got in it?
Eggs? Milk?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Eggs and milk. So, that travesty. this is a pancake with no eggs or no milk in it.
Yeah?
It's just like water and wheat?
And the souls of orphans.
The souls of orphans.
This is what I always worry about with vegan stuff. I'm always worried that like they're replacing it, like just normal stuff like eggs and milk. They're replacing it with something that's a substitute that ends up being way worse. Like, and we can read the ingredients on the package. I'm sure you don't do this at Kirby Lane. I'm always worried it's going to be like some kind of like 8-syllable chemical.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's Gus's official reaction. First pancake is pretty good.
Give me a bite of that.
You want to buy that?
Here. All right, here's why Matt's crazy. You guys asked me, these are things that I think that make Matt crazy. You tell me. First of all, I've talked about this one thing before. When we were in college, Matt would play on the N64. He would play this Ken Griffey baseball game.
Oh, and just hit home runs.
Yeah, and he would play on the easiest setting, and he would play, I think it was like the Mariners were probably the best team, or the Braves were the best team on that game, and he'd play like the lousy, like the Kansas City Royals. I know they went to the World Series this year. They weren't good when we were in college.
What's wrong, Barbara?
And he would sit there, and he would just crack home runs, and he would play the game for like 4 hours, and there's no mercy rule. And I'd walk into the living room, and he'd be like up 102-1. I go, what are you doing? I go, why don't you play on a harder difficulty? He goes, I'm having a good time. And he would just sit there and like hit home runs.
Good training for timing. I watched him stamp on an HDMI cable once. It was when we were filming Captain Dynamic, and he just stepped on an HDMI that was going to the monitor and like bent it. And he wasn't like, oh, my bad. He was just like, I need a new HDMI cable.
Let's just roll with this.
Yeah. Just so subtle, just so sort of chill about everything. I love
it. You know, talking about, let me get closer to the mic, you can hear me. Talking about Matt playing that that baseball game makes me think about when I was in Australia with Jordan, who makes animated adventures. he would get up really early in the morning, like, I don't know, 4 a.m. to watch football games. Like, to watch, he's a big Colts fan, so he wanted to watch the Colts game. And, of course, I didn't care, I didn't wake up that early, but. One morning I woke up and I was like, oh, I wonder how Jordan's game went. And I looked and the Colts had won by like a crazy amount, like, I don't know, 50-10 or something. I was like, oh, you got up early and watched a game for nothing, right? It's a huge blowout. He goes, no, it's a good game. They scored a lot of points. I was like, that's not the definition of a good game. It's not scoring a lot of points, I would imagine.
I feel like good games are close games.
Right. It would be a close game. Yeah. He's like, no. Those aren't.
Give me one of these pancakes. I gotta try this out.
A pumpkin.
This
do
is
you
pumpkin.
Any, do
where's
you want
Brandon?
Any toppings?
Should we get Brandon in here?
I like how small they're making them too. Just like
you want a plate? You seat that.
I got this.
Would you like a pumpkin, Kev?
Not really.
Well, you got anything else on that list there?
That's good.
You want it?
Right. There you go.
This is something that came up just recently. So, I had to use, like, my phone died for something. We were somewhere and my phone died.
Rip.
You know, so I asked Matt if I could use his phone to look something up. iPhone? All of you guys have iPhones?
Yeah.
Okay. On iPhone, you have apps and you have pages of apps. And depending on how many apps you have installed is how many pages that you have. Like, you swipe to the left to go to your next batch of apps. How many pages do you have on your phone?
Three.
Two.
Three.
You're all the way up to three. I keep everything on one, okay? And so then I use the folders to organize everything.
Hate folders.
What is your deal? Do you just have all your apps installed, like, on the root and you just page between them?
Yep.
And you still only have three pages?
Yeah.
No, you must not have a lot.
I have one page called Apple Pap, which is all the crap that you can't delete from your phone.
So that's a folder.
Yeah, I have a folder for that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the bin of, like, Apple forces you to use it.
Like
Matt,
iBooks and stuff?
I use his phone. He has 16 pages of apps.
What?
16 pages. Like, the bottom of his phone is just pure dots.
To be fair, he has a defense for that.
What is that?
His kids play with his phone.
That would make sense, except you scroll, and, like, page 13 is, like, a navigation app. I'm like, why is this app, like, on a page by itself in the middle of all these other pages? What's the organizational structure here? And he's like, I don't worry about it. I'm like, how do you find it? He goes, I don't worry about it.
Is he just too relaxed?
I don't know this.
Oh, that's why he's terrible at giving directions in LA. He's like, hold on.
That's right. It takes okay. 20 minutes. He's like, flip.
Well, I assume he does the searching, right? That's how he finds any app on his phone.
I'm guessing he must use that.
Okay.
But still, you got to have some kind of structure
there. Yeah, you have to have some sort of method to your madness, I would think.
It's either like the sign of like a sick mind or just like a mind that's just like totally healthy and doesn't give a shit. Like it knows, the phone will take care of that. I get all my dots at the bottom and I'll find stuff in there.
No, that sounds about right.
My phone sucks. Like iOS 8 is the worst.
Nope, you just have an iPhone 6.
What?
You just have an iPhone 6.
Yeah, but like I'll spotlight an app. I do that all the time to find apps quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so what's wrong with the 6?
It's just buggy.
Well, I type in N-O-T for like to find notes. Nothing comes up. Have you had that?
Uh-uh. Do you exclude apps from search?
No. I checked.
Oh,
bad.
Can you
bad
exclude phone. Stuff from search?
I think you can.
I got a problem where, like Instacart, using as an example, is they will text you. I don't like not having a picture next to a text. So I made, for all my services, I made a contact and then used their icon for the contact.
I thought you were going to say you found a random picture of a dude and like made it that
hey, I made him stop on my doorstep and take a photo of the guy when he dropped off my
Mr. Instacart
ribeye steak.
Ooh.
Ooh, what's that? Is that?
It's a blueberry and you say vegan? Yeah.
Do you want to try vegan the vegan
what? Vegan, is this strawberry lemonade? Yeah. That can't possibly taste good, but I'm going to try it and see.
I'm going to do blueberry.
Let me see.
I feel like we're not making use of any of our toppings though.
Oh, yeah.
Ow, it's hot. Can I have a plate?
Oh,
it's
good.
I'll just use this as my plate. Oh,
wow. I've never had a lemon pancake before.
I need that back so we can get more pancakes.
I know. I'm just waiting to have a plate because it's hot.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
We should have a conveyor belt.
We should. Get that for me. It should be like the conveyor belt sushi and the conveyor belt pancakes.
All right. Here's the last thing on my list of Matt, the stuff that's crazy about Matt. Here's why, though, I make him navigate, even though he's really, really shitty at it when we go places, is because when he drives... He listens to the radio.
Oh, no.
But he listen to this, Barbara. you know what station he listens to? Matt listens to the scan function. He hits the scan button, and he listens to 3 seconds of every radio station. And I go, are you ever going to find... It's probably Matt calling. I said, are you ever going to find the station you want to listen to? He goes, no, I prefer to listen to this. And I go, what? He says... Yeah, because then you just get like a little taste of everything. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I've never heard of anybody listen to the radio like that.
He prefers to listen to the scan function.
I don't know what to think of Matt anymore. This
I know,
is
right?
Really weird.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing by far.
That is the weirdest.
Is he trying to find a song he likes?
No. No. He really just wants to hear a little bit of everything.
And then he hears 3 seconds of a song he loves. He's like, oh man, I love that song.
You know, goes,
I hope we come back around the dial and get to it again before it's over.
Before it's done.
He would make a perfect DJ.
I think about it like in LA, there's like 80 radio stations in LA. So it's like you go from like talk radio to classical to Tejano.
I want to make him
three more Tejano stations to then classic rock.
I want to make him a mixtape now. Just like 3 seconds of everything.
Do that, like do a recap for our show.
Is it just attention span just really short?
Barbara, I have no idea. I've reached point, I can't explain anymore. I just, there's things about Matt. I've known him for 20 years. I just can't explain.
What's it like knowing someone for 20 years?
What's that?
What's that like?
It's a drag. No, it's good. It's actually, like, I actually went out with some friends recently. They're trying to get me to go do this Spartan run.
Don't do it.
You had a bunch of friends in town that did the marathon in Austin.
Yeah, they did the marathon. It was my friend Noobs and my friend Julia, who is also my brother's girlfriend.
And we should also point out
sitting in the audience.
Josh Flanagan.
And Josh Flanagan did the half marathon.
He did the half marathon. Even though he's a full-size dude, he did the half marathon. So he was fast as shit, too.
Yeah, he did 2 hours.
You could track him on the app.
Yeah.
And the pace is, he was doing like 8:30. So that, let me do some math on that real quick. 8:60, 8 minutes, 30 seconds. So he's doing about.
What happened to your eyes?
8 miles an hour, right?
Don't you have Bernie's thinking face yet after all these years?
Let me think about this. So 8 miles an hour. But you know, it's funny because I just got headshots done by John Reisinger.
Mm-hmm.
And he had me facing the sun. And I'm kind of naturally a squinty person as it is.
You don't say.
And so facing the sun, I'm like. Like, just like that thin. And I'm just like, I can't do this. So we had to turn around and go the other way. And then, so to make myself feel better, I went and looked at like headshots of Clint Eastwood. That dude, Clint Eastwood is at this age, he is a walking ad for sunscreen. That guy, that's a dude who like grew up in the sun and just had, like, they hadn't invented really sunscreen by then.
Is he just a piece of leather?
Yeah, he's,
for no reason. take it and pass it on, fucking dipshit.
American icon, no question about it. But wear your sunscreen.
See, what do we got?
I want a blueberry because I had the strawberry lemonade. Okay. Vegan.
I'm going to take these two.
What was this one again?
Oatmeal raisin? The new one?
I don't want that one. I don't like I don't like cooked raisins. two kinds of raisins I don't like. I don't like cooked raisins and I don't like uncooked raisins.
Raisin.
It's something so
you don't
cooked.
Like raisins.
I don't like raisins.
That's what I'm gathering.
Isn't a raisin a cooked grape?
No, it's just a dried
it's
out
a
grape.
It's a dried grape.
It's an old grape.
They don't heat them up?
What do you mean?
Have it,
oh god.
Whoa.
Speaking of raisins.
It's like a bird victim.
All right. I gotta get creative with this.
How do you raisin?
How do you raise a raisin?
How do you make a raisin?
I think you just dry out a grape, right?
Yeah.
With
and then
what?
You put sugar
well,
on it.
Well, you send it the to sun. School and then you make sure it's well fed and housed.
You get in the car when it's 16.
That's it. And then you kick it out.
Raise a raisin.
Ah. Barb, did you get a, is it Canadian? Did Canadians get cars? Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Like when you turn 16?
Rich Canadians.
Oh, is it a rich thing?
Are you rich?
I didn't get a car when I was 16. It. I didn't get a car when I was 16.
So it's not a common thing.
I think it's the same as America or any other country.
I don't think it's that common in the U.S.
Texas is a car culture. And so we 16, most people got cars, but they were always like just the worst, like junky cars.
Yeah.
So,
first car's
listen,
when I
listen,
here.
Kids, we love you, but we're not going to spend a lot on your safety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I only, my first car was when I moved to Texas. I didn't have a car before that. I just used my parents' car.
Yeah, I'm taking this off.
My parents bought me a car.
You guys
want to take off
your shirt?
Woo! I'll do more than that for those. My parents bought me a car when I was 18, but they bought me a car that was manual transmission, and I didn't know how to drive manual transmission.
Yep.
And my dad gave it to me. I said, but I don't know how to drive this car. He just looks at me and goes, you'll learn.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you did.
Mashing the clutch.
I figured it out.
That's like the greatest anti-theft device now is a manual transmission in a car because nobody knows how to drive it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So just get a manual car and no one will steal it.
To me, the one thing that like made a car ready to give to a teenager is as soon as the air conditioning in it went out. That's like, none of my friends had cars with air conditioning. It was terrible.
In Texas, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling Ashley the other day, oh, we rented this car that drove me crazy. We were in L.A. You ever drove an Impala?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So an Impala has a lot of really terrible features in it. One feature it has is that when you go over the speed limit, it gives you a warning and tells you you're over the speed limit.
How does it know you're over the speed limit?
I guess it reads the signs. My car does that too.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. And it like warns you that your speed limit exceeds.
You need to read the signs. That's burnt into the map information.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I think it is.
GPS stuff is?
Yeah. They know which the strips of road don't change the speed limit.
Yes, they do.
Well, then they update the maps.
When they have construction, they do. When they have construction, they know it.
So
why would you want a car that does that?
If I stood at the side of the road holding up a sign that said 10, would all the cars
go? Maybe, yeah. Maybe all the automatic cars. Like, my car reads all the traffic signs.
What else will it read?
What's that? War and Peace. It read Moby Dick last week.
You know? 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It's better than the movie.
Yeah.
The car got really wet for some reason.
It read Christine. It's a car.
Do you think they had to put down, like, some sort of plastic wrap on all the seats in 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, here we go again with this. We're going through the exact same thing with 50 Shades of Grey that we went through with Twilight. And I know that 50 Shades of Grey started as a fan fiction for Twilight, right?
Supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly. That's how it started.
What is it about? Some sort of like rapist billionaire or something. What's it about?
Yeah. What is it about? Gavin, tell us what 50 Shades of Grey is about.
Like, no, rich
tell
dude.
Us. You've heard a lot about it.
I don't know. I've never read the damn thing.
Who's the main character?
What is your interpretation of the book? Based on what you know, what you've heard, What is the main character?
Like why could only end
why is rich called, dude plowing someone?
There you go. Why is it called 50 Shades of Grey?
I have no idea.
Okay. Can't come up with a reason?
Is it raining?
That's right.
Yes. I think it's based in Seattle.
Oh, I just finished eating pancakes.
No, you never finished eating pancakes.
Yeah, you're right.
But hey, you guys want some in the audience over here? We got some people over here.
Yeah, have a good
one. Come grab some.
I
carb up from your marathon experience here.
I have something embarrassing to admit.
Really?
I have read all three books of 50 Shades of Grey.
There's three books?
There are
three books.
Is it 50 Shades of Grey? 50 Shades of Grayer?
There's 50 Shades Darker and 50 Shades Freed. I've read all three.
So this is a franchise. There's going to be more of these movies.
Yeah, there's going to be. I mean, assuming this one does okay.
The epic trilogy.
Why is that embarrassing that you would read that?
Just because of what's associated with the books and how it's like supposed to be erotica.
Did you get all hot and bothered?
That's
sometimes,
what I'm
yeah.
That's what I'm getting at here. Is that why is like anytime there's something which is associated with women's sexuality, it becomes like this like source of ridicule. Like that was the whole Twilight thing too. They talked about all the cougars that would go watch Twilight.
Yeah, I think it's because it's known for like a lot of middle-aged women reading it and getting all hot and bothered by it, and it's like something known as your mom's book.
Did you ever have to emergency put the book down?
No, I didn't have to emergency put the book down.
Must be a very good book then.
I need to drink it right now.
So there's a lot of obviously a lot of hoopla. We're even talking about it, but I read the most stupid article I think I've ever seen in my life on Mashable.
Wow.
Last week, I guess they were leading up to the whole
thing. Like mostly blueberry. Look at that.
That's a lot of blueberry.
Those are good pancakes, huh, guys?
That's why it's a blueberry pancake, not a pancake blueberry.
Are we out?
No,
they just passed them over there. We'll get some more soon. So I read the stupidest article I've ever read on Mashable, where I guess like they're trying to tap into the whole like sexual liberation thing. Like, and the article had this weird spin, like you can use household items for, you know, bedroom S&M stuff.
I thought you were going to say masturbation.
But the list of the stuff that they said was so awful to me. Like one of the things they suggested was like to use your feather duster to like tickle your partner. I'm like, feather dusters are filthy.
Gross. Oh, that's disgusting.
And then another thing they suggested was like, using a dog collar, like, to tie someone up. Like, dog collars are also dirty. It's like...
dog collar right. Like your dog's collar.
Right, like, do you get bonus points if the collar's filthy? Like, is gross. That extra kinky?
That is so gross. Hand me that bottle.
So, I don't know if you guys saw, but a couple of the guys from Rooster Teeth dressed up in, I guess, Dom and Sub costumes.
Yeah.
And all went
good
to see
fake
the...
Barb. Yeah. I don't know what the terminology is. I think it's Dom and Sub.
And they went to go see 50 Shades of Grey at the movie theater. And
Chris Damaris has good legs.
He does. He was wearing tights and a skirt.
Oh, shit. I can actually tell you something from that. I know what you're talking about.
Give me the bottle opener.
There was a photo they posted with Chris in it, and I think it must have been Zach.
Zach Anner and Brad Anner.
So Zach's in a wheelchair. So the framing of the photo was a little bit lower to begin with because they were putting Zach in the photo. Zach and Chris next to each other. And I actually saw this. And I actually thought to myself, hey, who's the hot chick with Zach? And I clicked on it, and it revealed it was
Chris. It's over there by Barbara.
I actually had that moment.
I was like, way to go, Zach. Oh, it's fucking Chris.
That's fucking awful.
Hey, it could have been worse. It could have been Josh Flanagan.
Didn't a lot of people think that Chris, or the girl in the Past Cast short with Pocahontas, they thought that was Chris as a girl.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Huge insult.
What?
Go.
No, I mean...
She's actually been in a couple different shorts for us. She was in that Past Cast one. And she... Yeah.
There's a lot of headroom there.
Look at his legs from the waist down. That's what I saw. I saw a skirt and legs.
So you're into his legs?
What's that?
Yeah, no, he has nice legs.
I want to be clear about this. I want to be very clear about this. I was happy for my friend Zach. That was my emotion.
Sincere moment.
In its entirety. That was it. I want to be perfectly clear about that.
But, I'm leading up to this because I was supposed to see Aaron that night, and I get a text from Chris that says, I'm making Aaron a little late. I couldn't decide on a good dog collar or blouse. I had no context for it except for that text.
Aaron the dude?
Yes.
The eternal struggle.
Aaron the dude was helping Chris the dude.
I see.
Both questionable at this time.
I'm gonna read this here.
How many dudes do you think are disappointed when they see their wife at like 38 reading these books? And they're like, then they hear what they're about. They're like, oh, hey, you want to try that? Like, fuck no. Get away from me.
Probably 7 out of 10 disappointed.
Here, I'm gonna read this. I want to remind everyone this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Everyone here in the studio loves getting razors delivered from dollarshaveclub.com.
All right, we're getting paid.
They ship them straight to our doors for a couple dollars a month. I can't imagine shaving without them. I just have one question. Why isn't everyone a dollarshaveclub.com member?
Why not?
You don't need to worry about commitment. Dollarshaveclub.com has no contracts, and if you don't want razors for a month or two, they won't send any, and you don't pay a dime. There's no hidden fees. In fact, there's no fees at all. Just pay for the stuff you order. They even have free shipping. Get their 4-blade razor and 4 replacement blades sent to your door each month for $6, including shipping. Their razors are amazing, and if you aren't 100% happy, dollarshaveclub.com will refund your money, no questions asked. There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be a member of dollarshaveclub.com. Stop hesitating. Go sign up at dollarshaveclub.com/roosterteeth right now. You'll be happy you did. That's dollarshaveclub.com/roosterteeth. Fine product at a fine price. Delivered straight shave.
I can think of a person who should not join Dollar Shave Club.
Who's that?
If you're like the heir to the Norelco fortune. That's it. If you're not that person, you should join
Everyone else, go for it. It's, hey. Again, it alleviates my social interaction. I don't have to find someone to go open the razor case for me. It's like I just show up at home. There's razors in my right here. There's razors in my mailbox.
Hey, so we might have talked about this last time.
I'm gonna pass it over to Bernie.
But when you see this, when you see I'm holding a brand new freshly opened jar of Gift peanut butter.
I knew you were gonna say that.
But when you see this, when you see it's all pristine there, are you the kind of person that hates to mess that up, or you can't wait to mess
love it
up?
Love it. Especially when there's like a silver foil seal.
Yeah.
Stab that with a knife. It's the best pop sound ever.
So you don't even like ever. Take the foil off carefully and then just ruin go straight
it.
Through?
Ruin it.
So you even get a little tinfoil buried in there.
Nah, probably. That never happens. Tinfoil is solid.
Probably happens.
I need to keep it straight.
Yeah, I can't. I feel bad. Like, it's going to be an effort to mess this
so
up.
So how do
yeah.
you how do you go about tidily destroying that smoothness?
Do you like
you
go
take
through
off the
half
top
of
layer.
It? And then, like, work on the second half from the bottom up?
Do you carve out a smiley face?
You mean
face?
For, like, peanut butter at home?
Yeah.
I just, what I do is
do it.
I take
demonstrate.
It like this
you got
and I slowly lick it until the texture of it changes, and then I feel comfortable doing it. Bar, I don't do that. I just jam my hand in there and scoop out the first half of it. No, I just do it. I just
can you finish that
it.
Job before the end of the podcast?
Oh, God,
please
no.
don't.
Don't yeah, no, I'm trying to look at that. If I did that, let me see. There's 16 grams of fat in this thing.
That's not much.
For how many servings?
Yeah.
14 servings in this. So that's 84 servings of 84 grams of fat.
You could only make 14 sandwiches with that?
That's it? That just seems like
I mean, a serving
sandwiches.
Is not necessarily a sandwich.
For those of you who can't see it, this is a 1 pound. That's 1 pound, huh? Doesn't
I assume
like
a
pound.
Serving is 2 tablespoons on that jar?
So you can
yes,
shit a pound.
You what?
You can shit a
like,
pound.
You could shit that much.
I could.
So whenever people are like, oh, I lost a pound, it really doesn't count at all, does it?
They're not actually being serious, though.
Oh.
Most people lose weight the fast
your
when they first start talking about
it. Your food is not usually a pound.
Is it not?
No.
See, if we had shit stats, we'd know. See, now suddenly everyone's interested.
I think it's going to happen.
Yes.
I think it's going
to
happen.
With Fitbits and like everything taken yeah. out, people want to measure these metrics.
Fitbits to shitbits.
We were ahead of our time. Absolutely.
I'm... What is this one? This one's got a little chunk of something in it. I think that's strawberry, right?
Shit.
Is that what I got here?
Is that the strawberry lemonade?
I'm feeling it.
There's some strawberries down here if you want to
it's
add
not
that
a, I want to go for a strawberry peanut butter combo. Can you slot me some peanut butter?
Here you go. I have it right here for you.
I gotta say, these pancakes are delicious.
I put a little bit much on it. There
can you put...
Well done, ladies.
So that's a strawberry lemonade pancake.
I would help, but I don't
Barbara,
want
Barbara, can you strawberry up my
here,
little
see
pancake?
If can, see if you can land it. Here, catch it in this. Ready?
Very good. So earlier today, I saw... A business, well, like, let me start. So I had to go drive somewhere to pick up, some things for the office. And I was, turning out here under the access road on I-35, just around the corner from the office. And I'm heading north on the access road and I get to like another intersection. And I look over and I see, a strip mall. I'm stopped at a red light. And I think, I've never looked at the strip mall and I see there's a thundercloud in there. And I'm like, oh, weird. I didn't know there was a thundercloud subs out here.
Thundercloud is an awesome local sub shop.
So I start like looking at all the other stores in that strip mall while I'm waiting at the light. And one of the signs says Naughty Cakes. I was like, I'm absolutely going in there. So like I turned up from the
like erotic street. Cakes?
Yeah, like a erotic bakery.
Oh, don't tell Barbara.
So I went, I was like, I'm going to buy a dick cake for the podcast tonight.
Are there other kinds of erotic cakes?
Booties.
Booby cake. Yeah.
Vagina?
So yeah, I pulled up.
I've never seen a vagina cake. Cock and
balls?
Is there such a thing?
I mean... Yeah, I think like
cock and balls cake is still a dick cake.
I want to say for like a pregnancy thing, they would do like a vagina,
well, like a
maybe
cake.
Like a baby coming out.
All right. Please finish your story. Please finish your story. I want
to
be able to eat.
Got out of my car, cakes. Walked up to the door. They're closed on Mondays.
What?
They're closed on Mondays.
Why?
So we have no dick cake today because I don't know. It's an erotic baker's holiday.
I
have to go Monday.
Them and Barbara's, they're in the same union. They
it's
can't
Barbara's
work on Monday.
Monday's Barbara's Tuesday. Barbara. I was going to say Barbara.
Monday.
Barbara, when you close?
All the days of the week.
So I don't think we'll ever get it for the podcast then. Bad timing.
I actually asked our two ladies over there if I could make a dick pancake or if they could make one, and they said they couldn't, but they wouldn't be opposed to me going over and doing it.
You should be opposed to that. You guys have a reputation to uphold.
They can't or they won't.
I think they won't.
I think Barbara's done that every year we've done this. All right, so I'm trying Nutella. It's going to be a flavor sensation. I have Nutella, peanut butter, strawberry lemonade. Vegan. Nutella vegan?
Put one little strawberry on it.
I think I threw my vegan streak off here. That hurt. Nope, skim milk. I'm out. I'm out of the vegan club.
Put one on.
What's that?
I'll throw it into your mouth. Ready?
Hold on. It fell down the seat.
Open your mouth.
All right.
Open your glove.
No, God.
Right-handed.
All right, ready? Miss entirely.
I can get it if you stay exactly still. Hold on.
Oh, right in the eye. Before the podcast started, Gavin got a blueberry and he tossed it up really high and he opened his mouth to grab it and it hit at the perfect angle where it went right down straight into his throat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it hit my uvula. I think like my uvula was hit, the blueberry hit it, and like the momentum was
like... Did you shoot back out?
No.
Show me the gag.
Started gagging and running around like a lunatic.
I'm not sure if I could swallow one, huh?
You know, a baby had twins the other day.
What? Oh.
Oh.
Did you read about that?
Well, hold on a second. Twitter.
You're right.
If you're tweeting to me, when I asked and said I'd never seen a vagina cake, I'm covered now. Thank you. I've got it. I've got it.
Ooh, I want to see.
Oh, they put the things
in. You sure?
Yeah.
There's a whole feed of these things.
Oh, is that a baby coming out? Pregnancy.
There was a baby's head coming out.
Yeah, baby's head coming out. It's a miracle of life.
Was there a real baby?
What? No, it's not a real baby. Think they baked a real baby into a cake?
Well, strippers jump out of cakes all the time. What are you talking about?
Why would they put a real baby in a cake?
Wouldn't that be awesome if that's how you had a baby?
What's wrong with a real? How funny would it be a real baby in a veg cake?
It'd be a great way to introduce a sibling to their new younger sibling. It's like, let's eat this cake. Oh no, there's a baby in it.
Eat the baby.
I think that's been done.
Whoever gets the slice with the baby in it, then they're pregnant.
Since the start of time and now, a baby has emerged from a veg cake.
That's probably the origin of king cake, right? Isn't there like a little baby in the king cake?
Yeah. Baby
What's
in
king
it?
Cake?
It's like another Mardi Gras thing.
You're not familiar with that? So you guys have Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah, and you have king cake.
I think it's a French thing, right? It's a Creole thing.
I think so.
So it's king cake. They bake a plastic baby figurine into the cake.
Oh.
And then they all eat it. And then whoever gets the baby...
dies.
Whoever gets the baby and their slice of cake, something happens.
I think they have a baby.
They have to make the cake?
They have to make a baby.
They have to have the party.
They have to have the party? Oh, Gus, you would hate that tradition.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it combines everything I hate. Seeing other people. And having parties.
And finishing a piece of cake.
And eating babies.
And babies.
You do need to have a party at your new place, though.
No, I don't.
Because your parties, you typically do one per house. They're always great.
No. I didn't do one last house.
You know who else needs to have
one
a party?
One every other house.
You do. You need to have a housewarming party.
What are you doing?
Absolutely.
What?
Listen to what Barbara's about to say.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
here's how sad my relationship with Gavin has gotten. Is that I've seen the outside of his house because I've dropped him off. I'm good enough to do that.
Hey-o.
But I've never been inside the house. And I'm slowly learning about your house through various photos that you guys post on social media. Like, last night I got to see your kitchen.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because you guys were playing.
And living room.
Dan, what were you guys playing? Where's Dan?
Dan, I think, left.
You were playing Borderlands?
Playing Borderlands. Yeah. Tony and Dan and me. We set up an old school LAN party because, we like the past.
Isn't that fun?
It's really fun.
That's really fun. That's the way Teddy and I play
Destiny.
That's
something stripped. Split screen gaming is like, it's only good on Nintendo these days. And System Link is gone from all the modern games. Except for, like, Call of Duty or something. I don't know. Sucks.
Cool of
I like having a bunch of Xboxes and TVs in the same room.
Well, screw it's one of those things that's like, I get the nostalgia that it's gone because I like to have, people in the same room playing as well. But how many people actually do that anymore?
Yeah.
With PSN and Xbox Live.
So
why build? It's got to be hard to build in a version of the game where you can play two of the games at one time. That's got to be a really.
Or four even.
Or four, up to four at one time. That's going to be a really difficult process to make that.
So about split screen.
I am. Thank you.
Very good.
I was talking about the thing that we're talking about. That's what I was doing.
You could have been talking about System Link.
What's that?
No, never mind.
No.
Really, you're just looking at the game, the same game, from four different angles.
Right, but it's rendering everything four times.
Yeah. You're still taking four sets of input and then rendering that world?
Yeah, just cut the frame rate off.
The frame rate down?
Yeah. Well, that's what they do when it's split screen, isn't it? Like, there's no four-player split screen where every view is 60 frames a second. That's never happened.
Yeah, but they also cut a lot of visual effects down. And
there's less pixels.
It's smaller?
Yes, it is smaller.
Why you say it like that?
One thing I didn't like about when we went from SD to HD is there were a lot of games that did split screen down the middle vertically. Didn't like that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Why?
I would prefer the super wide split it horizontally.
Depends on the game.
I would think it would make sense if you're sitting on either side. Like one person has one side of the screen, one person has the other side of the screen.
Yeah, I just could never get used to it. I couldn't
For FPS, it makes no sense because you want to see your peripherals.
Yeah,
for a racing game, Who cares what's next to you? It's all about what's in front of you. So,
so you
make
want
it
the
longer.
Vertical
yeah.
one. There's something to give you a choice. I played Lego games with my kids, and they came up with a dynamic one where the like the split rotates
what?
And follows you. It's hard to explain.
Well, so if you go to the left of someone, you'll be on the left?
If I went to the left and JD or Teddy went to the right, it would split straight down the middle. But then if we walked in the world and we walked like I walked north and he walked south, the line would rotate.
I want to throw up already.
Oh, yeah. It was rough. And then as you approach each other, then it would just, like, disappear.
It's and, cool.
Like, merge the screens back
it's an
together.
Interesting idea, but, yeah, that would make me nauseous.
Luckily, you can turn it off. And just, like, oh, we'll split it down the middle. And that's it.
That's so weird.
Do a hard split. Yeah, it's a dynamic split screen.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was really strange. But it's cool. I mean, it was, at least it was innovative. I'm sure there's some people that, like, wish that was in every other game.
There you go. I'm
this is a dream.
Floored
food
by
is
this like
showing.
Constant stream of pancakes that just show up.
Yeah, not having to do anything
last
either.
Last year it would get thrown off by me jabbering instead of making my s'mores.
And
pancakes.
Also the hot plate getting cool because you forgot to turn it back on.
That happens.
Because it turns off after a while.
That happens. I still have that hot plate at my house.
Used to things not being turned on around you?
What's that? How dare you?
Speaking of 50
Who are you talking to?
So that movie opened, what did they do? $90 million, I think?
What's that?
They did less than Passion of the Christ, apparently. There
what
was
is
a,
that comparison?
Yeah, why would you compare those movies?
I don't know. Because there was a thing on Reddit about how, like, Jesus beats sex or something like that. There's some, like, weird comparison.
From, like, 10 years ago? Beat sex?
Passion of the Christ?
Jesus was from longer ago than that.
Yeah, but Passion of the Christ.
When did that come out?
A long time ago. That's a Mel Gibson movie. Mel Gibson hasn't been marketable in a long time.
I'm
really
not
talking like Mel Gibson was the original Jesus.
What's that? No, that was Jim Caviezel. Jesus in that. Yeah, it was.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because I'm not talking about some movie. I'm talking about Jesus.
I don't think Jesus had a box office opening. It's like how do you
we all know the story.
Calculate 20 shekels he was, for inflation.
We all remember the story. Christmas Eve, he appeared in that cake in the manger so long ago.
I think it was just comparing two shitty movies.
Straight blasphemy.
The Immaculate Kickception.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that
that's
animals.
A weird comparison, though.
Well, those two movies.
Yeah.
I think they're just comparing two shitty movies.
Wouldn't you compare, like, Passion of the Christ to Temptation? Last Temptation of Christ? That would be a comparison. They have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other at all.
I mean, I didn't write the article.
Yeah, but you're the one bringing it up, so we're going to yell at you.
Well, it's just like a representation of how badly the movie did.
$90 million is a great opening.
Is it?
That's phenomenal.
I guess so.
You guess? Oh my god!
I guess 90 million's okay.
I don't think that movie cost 90 million to make. They made all their money back in a weekend.
I did find out though that the two main characters in that movie actually hate each other in real life. So apparently, there's a lot of scenes that they had to reshoot because
the
there
actors
was...
or the main characters.
The actors.
Okay.
Yeah, the people who played the main characters.
Gotcha. They hate each other in real life.
Yeah.
But
they didn't get along or something, and so there's a lot of scenes they had to reshoot because there was no chemistry.
I've heard that
I know too much about this movie and series.
Yeah, I know. You know a lot about it. You read all three books. Hand me those chocolate chips, would you?
No.
I'm not going to put them on a pancake. I'm just going to eat chocolate chips. I've given up all hope. Who bought these chocolate chips?
I don't know.
Who did this?
Is that a fact?
Mariel, did you buy those?
Mariel, is it you?
Mariel's shaking her head no.
No?
She's crossing her arms.
So like instead of like Nestle chips, she you bought like
yes.
the off-brand like just...
She was on
a budget.
What'd you say?
Our time's this tough. We got to get the generic chocolate chips. Is that what's going on here? Thanks, full screen.
But those budget cuts got that full screen money coming in. I see we still got name brand Nutella and Jif over there.
I know. It's like when you go to the store and your mom will come back and say with Fruit Loops, you come back with like rainbow rings. And it's like that huge bag. It's like the 5 gallon size.
Yeah, it doesn't
bag.
Even come in a box. It's just a bag.
It's just a bag.
Cardboard's expensive these days.
Strap it on.
What is the budget of this podcast? This actual one episode.
I don't know.
Mariel, what was your budget? Oh, you're a liar.
She's thinking.
$20. We spent more on Mardi Gras decorations. The light bulb's burned out, by the way, Mariel. We've got to replace that.
Solve all of our problems right now, Mariel.
Also, this is weird.
They're really good?
No, they're milk chocolate chips.
What's wrong with that?
No, chocolate chips shouldn't be milk chocolate. They should be dark chocolate.
You're a lunatic. Stop saying weird things and lunatic things.
You have. When have you ever had a milk chocolate chip cookie?
Every single
Never,
time.
Never, ever. Never in 1,000 years, not even in England.
You have semi-sweet.
Hey? Eh?
That's what you normally eat, semi-sweet. That's like the more common chocolate chip.
Now you're talking crazy.
Milk chocolate. Real milk chocolate.
Prepare to be disappointed.
As opposed to fake milk chocolate.
Make Gavin eat it. Gavin gets so upset about American chocolate.
It's so bad. Hershey's is the worst. They put a bunch of like earwax in it or something to keep. It tastes like wax.
You wouldn't look.
It tastes like wax and vomit aftertaste. You know when you've thrown up like half an hour ago? It tastes like that. And I read as well, it's because this place is hot, and they do that to give it a higher melting point than English and European chocolate.
They make it taste like vomit?
Yeah.
I ordered some.
They have to add a chemical to it, and that chemical is very similar to the chemical in vomit that gives it that pungent smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, I read about this like 2 weeks ago, and that's why Europeans say that our chocolate tastes like vomit. It's chemically,
it tastes like chund.
The thing they add to it is very chemically similar to vomit.
How disappointing would that be to try chocolate and it tastes like vomit? Also, it's perfectly fine to me.
The first ingredient in English milk chocolate is milk, and the first ingredient in American milk chocolate is sugar.
The first ingredient in everything made in America is sugar.
These are terrible. The pancakes are great. These chocolate chips are terrible.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Take them then, please.
I did. I was forced.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Gavin.
Gavin would have to clean that up.
Yeah, that's the best part.
You're going to get melted chocolate on the carpet.
Do you think it's tough to go to work? Like, say you work at, what is that, Hill Country Fair. You know you're not Nestle. You know you're not, you know, Hershey's. You got to go to work every day, and you know you're making the knockoff thing. You know you are every single day. Does that wear on a person, do you think?
No, I mean, you're working at a chocolate pride. Factory.
You take pride?
Yeah, I bet you're like, there's the bar. Let's try and reach it.
Yeah?
It's your goal. What do you think the people
while are, still being a dollar less?
What do you think the people at Hershey are doing? They're just like, there's nowhere to go. We own chocolate.
We're at the top of our game.
They could aspire. Man, I talked about it already on the podcast. The fucking chocolate in New Zealand, the chocolate milk everyone was freaking out over.
How was it?
It was so fucking good. I know why they were freaking out over it. I bought, on the way back, I must have looked like a maniac, like going through the duty free in New Zealand. I bought every fucking chocolate bar in that airport.
Did you have to swear about it?
I went to every store I could and bought every bar.
Do you still have any?
No, I had it all. What is it? Whitman's chocolate in New Zealand?
Oh, right.
So fucking good.
And dark chocolate's poisonous.
Well, New Zealand is a dairy country. They have tons of dairies there.
Have you ever had chocolate from Germany?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Isn't all the Kinder anybody. Stuff from Germany?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Kinder's
Swiss chocolate. Where's Toblerone from? Is that Swiss?
Toblerone?
Toblerone. Toblerone? What a fucking crazy mispronunciation that was. Wow.
It was.
Couldn't call the cops. I was associated as being, it's going to sound weird, but I associated it as being Argentinian because the kid who lived across the street from me growing up was from Argentina, and they always ate Toblerone.
So racist.
So racist. Did you ever get the giant Toblerone?
Always.
I'm talking the big one in the airport.
Yeah.
That's a disappointment, though, right? Isn't it just filled with a bunch of regular-sized Toblerones?
No.
No, it's just the giant triangles.
No, it's like it's just four mini ones in a pyramid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there is a big one.
What
the
big off.
Ones are a bunch of little ones.
I would be so friggin' mad.
The regular size one, they do a really long one where it's like Toblerone and on and on, and it just says that on the thing, and it goes on for
it's
a really
just a
long
longer Toblerone.
Yeah, it's really long. Chocolate like, you could kill someone with it.
You know, sometimes we don't get, like, everything they get in other countries here. Like, I've seen other versions of candies in different places. The same thing with cars, too. There's, like, different versions of cars that we don't get in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Mercedes A-Series. There's a BMW 1 series. We don't get those.
The Mercedes A series, I think, is marketed as the smart car, isn't it?
What smart car?
The smart car? Smart? The shitty little car to go?
That's a Mercedes?
Yeah, it's that's what is normally the A-Class. Like, they won't make
smart cars in Europe.
They won't sell the A-Class in the US because they want Mercedes to still be like a premium brand here. They don't want to sell like a low-end, a low-cost car.
It's our luxury.
You know, there's not many hatchbacks here. Like, in the UK, a Honda Civic is like a cool-looking little car. In America, it's an ugly piece of shit.
Hey, I have a Honda Civic.
Oh!
Not all Civics are hatchbacks, though.
There's a Honda hatchback that's called the Fit.
But like
the one with the rocket door handles.
Like in Japan, though, I was going to go back to candy thing here. You get like green tea Kit Kats and stuff like that.
You really
or
see that crazy picture?
Or wasabi Kit Kats I brought back from Japan.
Those are
delicious.
You like that?
Yeah.
They're awful.
I would not eat that every day, but it's interesting to try.
It was interesting to try. We don't have anything like – we don't have that here.
Barbara bought some crispy M&Ms.
That's why I was asking if anybody had chocolate from Germany because I went online to Amazon and looked for crispy M&Ms because I really wanted them. And I ordered a bag.
Did you really want them or did you really want them 2 days from now? I mean, what Who goes shopping for candy?
I didn't
Amazon?
Know we. I didn't know we had them back in the US.
I import all kinds of crap.
But if I say I really want something, I don't go mail order it from Amazon.
No, that means you really want it. If you know, if you're planning ahead to eat something, you really want it.
I'm planning to want it.
I didn't know we had them back in the US again.
Yeah, the Krispy M&Ms just relaunched in the US. Back. They weren't available for years.
So you got them shipped from?
I thought like an American warehouse or something.
Yeah.
But apparently I ordered them from Germany.
Whoa.
Because they were $10 for like just not a normal size bag, but like a kind of a bigger bag.
I know. I was eating it before we got the podcast. I just go in your office all the time for snacks.
What did you think about them?
No, those... I now have a normal bag.
Oh, we have now. We now have a normal bag.
I threw out the Germany ones because they were weird tasting.
Were they old?
No.
It's an homage to the rock towers that are next to us.
Wow. Wow! Look at that.
We've entered the creative phase of pancake making.
I'm full.
I'm gonna bring it over here.
Those German crispy M&Ms were gross.
Gross, right?
Are they just old and minging?
I don't know. They had like a weird texture to them. They weren't right.
The chocolate tasted really off.
Oops.
Oh no, the rock towers.
No, we're good.
At first, Mariel again, she said they're an homage to the rock tower. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then I looked in the monitor and was like, the rock towers.
Should we pass the audience some more?
Yeah. You guys want some more? We have a little silver platter here. That's nice.
We should do like the cannons that they have at festivals.
Mariel's budget for platters was just off the charts.
We had a silver
platter to put our off-brand chocolate chips on.
This is plastic, though.
No, they don't ruin the illusion.
Oh. Is it plastic? How do you tell?
I mean, it's pure silver.
It's metal.
Is it? Oh. I didn't tap it.
Either way, it's more expensive than a paper plate. We could have afforded the buck for the Nestle Toll House. That's all I'm saying.
Nestle Toulouse.
Oh, that's theirs? Yeah. Sorry, I was banging on it.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful plate.
You know, Europeans always make fun of Americans for being fat. Europeans eat the fuck out of Nutella. And this is not good for you.
Yeah?
I mean, obviously... Like,
but it's made with nuts.
But right. What's in this thing? Sugar, first ingredient. Palm oil. They say you're not supposed to eat anything with palm oil in it.
Doesn't that kill orangutans or something?
Not palm oil, but cutting down their habitat.
Kills orangutans.
It's a major cause of deforestation, they say. But I've never run into a palm tree forest. I don't know where...
Have you ever run into an orangutan in the wild?
That's an animal I would not want to run into.
Dan told me an amazing story about a gorilla. Apparently, you can teach. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You can teach a gorilla.
Was it cross-eyed? Because that would be an amazing story.
Apparently, you can teach a gorilla to communicate with sign language and have like real full-on.
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, right.
Dan had to tell you that.
But here's how smart the damn gorilla was. The gorilla liked cats. And the gorilla one day.
Wow, so smart.
Sorry. How does a gorilla know what a cat is?
If it knows what sign language is, it knows what a cat is. It's a fluffy little cute thing in the corner.
Not necessarily. I mean, we went from the jungle to the lab. I'm sure they're not like doing a field study where they're out there teaching it sign language in the woods, wherever they live, jungle. I guess they would see a puma or like a jaguar or something like that out there.
Let him finish the story. I want to make fun of him.
And then the gorilla accidentally broke a sink that was in the cage that it was in. And when the humans came back, the gorilla blamed the cat with sign language.
Oh, did it? The cat broke the sink?
Explaining to the humans that the kitten broke it.
Was it like
a smart gorilla?
Broken or like ripped off the wall?
Like pulled it off the wall.
the cat jumped in it too hard.
Like that cat, that video of the cat knocking the glass off the table. Yeah. It's the same thing. The cat's like up there at the sink. They're like, no. The gorilla's like, no, 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 no. The cat's like...
I just love the idea of a gorilla going like, he did it.
So they learn blame. Mm. That seems like a really human trait.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They're like 99%.
Well, what else can you talk to a gorilla about?
I don't know. What would you talk about?
Top five things you could talk to a gorilla
about.
What
would you ask a gorilla? No, you got one question you can ask a gorilla, or one thing you say to a gorilla. What do you say?
And like...
sign language, dummy.
You wasted your question. Girl would be like, what the fuck is this?
I would like to wish for more wishes, please.
The gorilla just goes, listen to this crazy bitch. What's she doing? What would you ask gorilla? Got one question.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you ask a gorilla? Do you get tired of eating bananas? Do gorillas eat bananas? I don't know.
That could be your question.
I don't know anything about gorillas.
Well, they say that thing about the lions, right? Like if you and a lion spoke English, you still wouldn't be able to understand the lion.
We've talked about this before. It still doesn't make sense to me.
Because your frames of reference is so different. Like a lion won't care about what you care about. Or neither would a gorilla.
Wouldn't that then mean that we wouldn't have the same language? Right?
Well, language is words, isn't it?
language. Yeah, language is words. So if I can talk, if I can speak to a lion, we would understand each other. I don't buy this.
What would the lion talk about?
Meat.
Eating stuff.
Being hungry.
Chasing stuff down.
Not being a vegetarian.
It would talk to me about vegan. So he'd be like, is this vegan?
It would not tell you how good the vegan pancake was.
It'd talk to me about its gluten-free diet.
I probably honestly wouldn't talk to a gorilla if I had the option.
Good call.
Wouldn't even bother.
You wouldn't? You wouldn't ask it anything? I think I would ask a gorilla, what do you hope for? I'd be curious if, like, there's any kind of concept.
Does it
of,
know
like,
what hope is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'd ask it to see if it would know that. Like, what is? Does it look forward to anything at all? Or is it just like, just right now, blame the sink on the cat? Like, is it just like whatever's in front of it? Because it had to formulate that plan, right? Like,
yeah, that's quick thinking from that gorilla.
God, animals are crazy like that, where I was telling Ash about a dog I used to have, a pointer, which is a really beautiful dog, but it's a sport dog, which means it's fucking hyper.
A pointer?
Pointer. It's like one of those brown-headed dogs, and it like goes stiff. And it would do that, too. It was like genetically, if it saw something, like one of the cats, it would go and like point at it and like stiffen up. And like...
You ever seen that?
No.
Like normally they'll raise like one paw up, and they just like... They look at it, and their tail goes straight. It's like they're an arrow, basically.
I feel like I've only seen that in cartoons.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry, they put them in cartoons a lot. Yeah. And they point and stuff. But they actually just like... They just point their heads and stuff and hold perfectly still. And
I love that instinct stuff in animals.
It's crazy. That stuff's crazy, instinct. Like, how did that stuff get passed along genetically?
Like we were talking the other week about how a kangaroo knows to get born and then immediately go into the pouch.
Right.
Nobody tells it how to do that.
All the ones that didn't know that are gone. They didn't make it.
And baby koala bears know to eat shit.
What?
From their mother. Apparently, like, eucalyptus leaves are so low in nutrients that a baby kangaroo can't even, like, deal with all the crap that's in eucalyptus leaves.
A baby kangaroo?
What else? We know what you mean.
You mean koala.
Baby koala. So it just has to eat the shit from the mother.
Fucking gross.
Fecal pap.
Oh my god. Koala doesn't nurse? I mean, human babies can't eat anything either, but they don't eat poop.
Oh, there's a pointer.
Is this a pointer dog?
That's a pointer. That's exactly, Annie looked a lot like that. They're showing it. Patrick put up a picture of a pointer. That dog, one day I came home, and this is at the first house where we started, the company started Red versus Blue. One day I came home, and I was in the front entryway, and there's this, like, foam, like little chunks of foam. And it was all over the entryway. And I'm like, what is this? And then I walk, kind of a big house, I walk in the living room, place is covered in foam. There was chunks of that foam in every room of that house. Every room.
So the actual physical pieces of foam.
Like, physical piece of foam. And there's upstairs. Like there's an upstairs. Like, it somehow got upstairs as well.
So it wasn't like it had rabies and was foaming. It was actual foam.
It was like chunks of, like, insulation foam or something. I'll tell you what it was. The living room couch. The dog had decided, fuck this couch. And it ate all the way through the couch. Like, from the top, where the cushions you sit on, it just, like, ate, drilled down through the couch, like, through the springs, where if you stood over the couch... It looked normal on the left and normal on the right, but in the center, it would be straight through to the floor.
Was it trying to bury something in there?
Barbara, I have no idea. I have no clue.
What made it stop at the floor?
I don't know. And the dog, it wasn't like I got home and the dog was like, "Arr," you know, like tearing up the couch. It was in the corner. Like, it must have gone on like a bender and like for 3 hours, torn up that couch and then had like this moment where it was like, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, this is going to be terrible. And it just went in the corner and sulked, and I couldn't get it out of the corner for like 6 hours.
Was its ears really low?
Oh, yeah. It was like hiding. And like you'd try to look at it, and it would look away. Like it wouldn't make eye contact with you. Her name was Annie. Annie the dog.
Annie the
bitch. That dog had an alternate name, didn't it? Or was that, am I thinking of a different one?
You thinking of Muddy?
No, I'm thinking of Zazu.
Zazu. Oh, yeah. Zazu was that dog's name.
That dog was originally called Zazu.
Because that's close to Annie.
Well, I want to name it Zazu.
Because you like Rowan Atkinson?
What's that?
What?
Is that
I
Rowan Atkinson?
I think it's time that you and I.